Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for the Zimcast, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. Now, I am doing this podcast in a hotel out on the agroblogging highway, and those of you who are watching it, I am screencasting this to show you the new AgWired. And what you're going to see here, I'm just going to give you a little run-through of the changes that we've made, most of it on the back end, but certainly some of it you're going to see on the front end as well. So I'm going to walk you through this and also through the new app that we have that works directly from this website, which I think is pretty cool. So we're going to start out here on the homepage for agwired.com, and you're going to see a new look from what we used to have. A little simpler layout. We now have one main posting column here and then a right sidebar. Our sponsors are going to be happy about the fact that we've now incorporated a more options for how ads or other types of sponsor content can go into the website. So this top area up here, actually, we now can put side-by-side ads and use a greater variety of sizes. So I'm going to start here next looking at the very top bar here. You'll notice we have a little Zimcom icon over here, which if I click, does a drop-down. This is an area that right now just has some basic information in it, but we are going to be customizing this even further to put in things like where we are, where we're going to be, and perhaps do more with the photos that seem to be such a key part of what we do. So that'll just pop down and up and does on each of our websites, as I'm going to show you here. Then we've got our pages over here, our social media, and of course then we've got our posting column. Pretty similar to what we've had, different look, ability to put in, we just got more space to work with, I guess, is the key thing here. Of course, you're going to find our most recent photos, and then similar stuff that we have had on the website. I'm going to scroll all the way down to the bottom, and at the very bottom, you'll see an area in the footer with our top posts and pages, which will show the ones that are clicked on the most or most recently. And then we've got some other categories down here that seem to be hit a lot, so we put those links down here as well. And we can go back to the top right there. So that's just a quick run-through of the homepage. And then what is really new, and we're promoting especially this week, since World Pork Expo is going on, where Cindy and John and Joanna are on location. What used to be World Dairy Diary is now AgWired Animal Agriculture, and that is now found at animal.agwired.com. What we're doing is bringing a couple of these websites into the AgWired brand. These are separate websites, but subdomains of AgWired. This is going to do a lot for traffic, and because this AgWired website is so highly search engine optimized that it just made no sense to leave the others on their own. Why not bring them into the family? So the animal.agwire.com now focuses on all areas of animal agriculture, whether that is dairy, beef, poultry, it really expands the area that we can focus on. And this is going to include, I think, really open up a lot of doors. So this is part of the big announcement this week, especially animal.agwired.com. Now, I will point out right away that this URL, animal.agwired.com, if you go to worlddairydiary.com, it still directs here to this website. Anybody who subscribes to World Dairy Diary or has it bookmarked or is going there is going to come be directed to this domain now. Our advertisers all have their same integrity, and actually we're going to see this be very beneficial to all parties. Let me click next on Precision. You might remember Precision Pays. It's now precision.agwire.com, and again, precisionpays.com redirects here, and everything is intact in terms of those people or visitors or, you know, whether they bookmarked it, it doesn't matter. The RSS feed, it all still works, now directed from this domain. And here you're going to find, just like on each website, a description, and we'll be customizing more of these top drop downs for some unique ways that we can use them. This is still WordPress, by the way, and it's a new, kind of a newish version. It's a networked version, which allows us internally to more easily manage the content that we're publishing. In the energy section, this is still domesticfuel.com, and it's going to direct you there. This website has seen some good recent growth, has been one of our highest trafficked websites traditionally, and will continue, but it's getting a new skin. We don't have that showing on here just yet, but this is going to be redesigned to kind of fit in with the look of what we call the Zimcom News Network websites. Ag Newswire, as most or some may know, that's the Ag News content service for all of Ag Media. It's where we aggregate all of the audio, photos, and things from different events that we're covering throughout the country. Anybody that's in Ag Media is welcome to download and utilize the audio in their programming in any way, shape, or form. Same with photos. We love to have credit, but if you look at this, we have lots of audio from a lot of places that a lot of Ag Media may or may not be able to get to themselves. So for companies wanting to get out news releases, including audio and other things, Ag Newswire is a service for you. I'm going to click back to the website here real quick. That's a pretty basic run-through. We are still working on some of the thematical elements. There's all kinds of new features in this new back end that we have, and we'd love to have your feedback as you look at it. Now, I mentioned an app, and you know that we have an AgWired app that does pull in each of these content areas, and that works on iOS or Android. But one of the neat things about this website is what happens when you go mobile. And I'm going to close this down right now, or minimize it, and bring up my keynote presentation. And I'm going to go ahead and play this slideshow. I've got arrows in here, since you can't see my cursor, to show that if I'm on my iPhone in this case, and I go to agwire.com where you see the top arrow, this is what you're going to see. It's a very simple display of the posts that are most current in a list that if you keep scrolling down, it'll go theoretically all the way back to the beginning, which I don't think you're going to want to do, since I think we got around 16, 17,000 posts on this website now. But the bottom arrow shows you the neat part. This is where you can install a web app directly onto your iPhone or Android, and I believe even BlackBerry, although I haven't tested that one, where this will show the first time that you go to the URL in your phone browser, or it could be an iPad or an Android tablet for that matter, and you can just click on that bottom icon to add it to your home screen. And what happens next then is, this on the iPhone, this comes up next. We have to click to add to your home screen where you see the red arrow. And then it's going to ask you to go ahead and add it. And that arrow shows you where to click. And when you do that, you'll then get your home screen. This is the one of the home screens for my iPhone. And you'll see the AgWired icon there. That is now your app icon. You click on that, you're in AgWired. So I'm going to go further, though, to show you once you get into the app. This is now from my iPad, showing you how it works on both. Displays wonderfully on both of them, by the way. The top right arrow shows a little drop down, those three lines. It's a menu, which the arrow on the left side shows you has four different selections. The first one is going to be the pages in the website. And then as we go down to the next one, the categories, and we have lots of categories. The next one is going to be tags. Now this, we have not really used tags much inside WordPress, but with this app and this capability, we may start using them as another way to help filter content. And then finally, we now have a search function, something that has been lacking in the AgWired app. So you can search and find where, by keyword, name, company name, product name, whatever it might be, to find where we have written about or posted something that you're looking for. And believe me, there's a lot to search through on these websites. So that's a basic run through. It's an exciting time for us. This positions us for the future because what we hope to do is expand some of those areas like animal agriculture and precision and energy and move even into some new areas. And that's why we did the work, which has actually been going on for a little while now, to get us to this point. So as the screen, for those of you watching the screen screencast says, thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening to the Zimcast, of course. And feel free to contact me if you've got questions or you'd like to perhaps get involved in some way with us covering your event or advertising on the new AgWire.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.